And they'd always try to fix it so they look nice, you know.
Yeah.
And I still do. But I do like to see a man with his hair cut, for instance, like yours. Now, that's a pretty style for a man. That's quite handsome, and it looks good on you.
Thanks.
You see, already good looking, and if you dress yourself right, it brings you out more.
Yeah.
But some people, some men or some women, they're good looking, they got nice personality, but they don't dress right. They look, well, I say a hippie. That's what they call them now.
Yeah. A hippie is a...
I just don't like that style. It just... It looks trifling. Let's put it that way, if you know what I mean. I like to see a person look neat all the time. Water's cheap. Soap is cheap. You don't even have to iron. They got material now. You don't have to iron them. Wash them and look nice at all times. They got needles and thread. You can sew. Anybody ought to can sew a little bit and make yourself look nice. But the people now, particularly younger people, they're wearing clothes. Some of them are real short pants, and then took a, the scissors a pink and chair and just cut them all around. It looks ragged. Some of them have patches all in the back. They'll take a brand new pants and cut it all short and put patches all over it. They'll take a shirt, look like a rag man. Like these rag men used to have a wagon called a rag man. You go pick up old rags and sell it. You can catch a person along the street now and strip them off and get the rags. Just the way they look. I don't like it. Of course, if they like it, I mean, it's their business. It's all right. They like it, but I don't like that style.
Yes, ma'am.
I like to look neat all the time.
A hippie would be just a...
They're good people, most of them. They're not bad people.
Yeah.
But they just don't dress right. Some of them are practically naked. They wear those little things across their body. It's ridiculous. Some of them, they don't even have anything to protect their body, the women.
Okay.
And I don't like it.
Okay, now, something you wear between your coat and your shirt would be a...
A vest.
Okay.
A woman wears, you mean for men?
Yeah.
Well, between their...
Coat and shirt. You ever see a waistcoat or something like that, a vest?
They use a vest, and they also use a... Like they're going to a formula, a dance or something. They'll wear a tuxedo, and some of them has like a little bib in the front of them. Like if you wore a plain shirt, you could buy this pleated bib and put it on, and it ties around the neck behind the collar, and then the other part tied here, and you put your coat on. And I call it a bib. I don't know what you call it.
Now, when you're going to a dance, say a girl was getting ready to go to a dance, she spends a lot of time in front of the mirror.
Really find herself.
Yeah, you'd say you'd be, you know, all your...
I'd say there go Miss Blissy.
She's doing what? She's...
You know, making up herself.
Okay.
I'd say she's making up, that's all I...
When a woman likes to put on good clothes, you say she likes to...
Dress up.
Okay.
And look pretty. Well, yeah. I like that. I think she should. Even around the house, I think a woman should look nice and neat. I don't think they should. Some people, when their clothes get old, they cut the sleeve out of them, you know, cut part of them. Well, it's not tidy. Now, like if I'm going to go out in the yard, I may cut a sleeve off short. I may wear a jumper dress. But you hardly, very seldom see me wear a sleeveless dress. I always have a little shirt under because it doesn't look nice. Some people, particular women, they shave under their arm. Some of them don't. And it doesn't look clean when your arm in the air and you're all exposed. It looks just horrible. I don't think that's nice.
Okay.
You know, well, that's my way of feeling.
Yeah, sure. Now, you might say that coat won't fit this year, but last year